a tiger, a bear, and two cages. A tiger, a bear, and two cages. Have you ever seen a tiger and a bear? And have you seen how they get along? Well, I had a dream the other night. And in the dream, I dreamt I was with a group of people, and we were walking along a road. And all of a sudden, from out of the underbrush, came a tiger. And its paw was badly injured. And the tiger was looking around with all sorts of anger and all sorts of unhappiness. And immediately following, a bear came out of the bush. And its paw was very badly injured. And it was looking around for some surcease. And there was a third animal. It was a little puppy dog. He came out of the bush too, and he was just fine, wagging his tail, looking around to see what was going on. And the people were very upset with the tiger and the bear, and they were saying, they're going to harm us, they're going to harm us, they're angry, they're upset, they're uptight. And I said, now, they're okay, they're okay. And I said to the tiger, I said, now, tiger, just relax. Tiger, just relax. And the tiger looked at me very startled and thought to himself, I should relax because you tell me to relax. How silly that can be. And the tiger was angry and hurt. His paw was very hurt, and it made him feel a great deal of pain. And then I said to the bear, now, bear, you be quiet now. Just relax. All is in order. Just relax now. And the bear sat down. And he was angry, too, and he was growling something fierce. And his paw hurt him terribly, too. And the little puppy dog that walked out wagging his tail wasn't injured by anything, and he was just going from the tiger to the bear, not feeling any sense of fear or uptightness with them. And the people said, how can we handle this? They're going to hurt us. They're going to hurt us. And I said, no, they're not. And I said, let's get these guys off to the vet so they can get their paws taken care of. And I got the two in the back of my car. And I told the two of them, I said, now, you sit quietly there and you be relaxed. I'm going to take you to the vet where he's going to help you and make everything right for you. Now, just relax. And they looked at each other and growled, but they did sit back and relaxed. And as they relaxed, sat back, I drove them to the vet. And when I got to the veterinarian, the vet came out and he said, my goodness sakes, wait, I'll get two cages and we'll put them into two cages. And I said, I don't think that's necessary. I said, let's just put them in your care area where they are free to wander around a little bit and let's get them taken care of. So first the vet worked on the tiger and he gave him a tranquilizer, and he took care of his paw and mended it and did the best that he could with the paw. And I said, everything is in divine order. Everything is in divine order. And then he took care of the bear, and he anesthetized the bear, and he took care of his paw. And the two were in the same cage. Later, when they came to, they were still in the same cage, but they no longer hurt. They no longer had any anger. And the little puppy dog was right there in the same cage with them. And the little puppy dog was going from one to the other saying, arf, arf, you know, rubbing himself against each one of them, showing how much he loved them and how much he cared about them. And the tiger and the bear no longer seemed to have any anger with one another. And the people who were out on the path They thought, only terrible things can happen. Only terrible things can happen, because that's a tiger and a bear that were very upset with each other, and they apparently hurt each other. Now, we don't know that they hurt each other or that they didn't. All we knew is that they were hurt. And we took them to the vet, and they got out of the back of the car and went into the veterinarian, and the vet took care of them and gave them all the help that they needed. And with his help and love, who knows what was to become. My dream did not include all that much further than there. But we oftentimes are so fearful of circumstance that we know nothing about, and instead of being peace ourselves, and then having that peace extend to the circumstance that we're working with, to the circumstance that the people are in or animals are in adjacent to us, that the animals or the people become nervous themselves and become upset themselves and trouble themselves. And it doesn't have to be that way. But it is that way every time we put a cause in motion and bring about some experience in our life that is going to be damaging or harmful to ourselves. And we don't want to bring experiences into our life that are damaging and harmful to us. We want to bring experiences into our life that are loving and gentle and kind, peaceful, respectful of ourselves and of everyone in our world. We can all bring happy circumstances into our world if we wish. And the way we bring happy circumstances into our world is when we first are at peace within ourselves. When we first are at peace within ourselves and loving within ourselves and gentle within ourselves and loving and gentle of everyone around us. The people who were with me and my dream, they were all upset with these two creatures that came out of the bushes and were so angry and so upset. And that merely made the creatures more upset. But I stopped and said, no, all is peace, all is balance, all is harmony. All of us can create peace, balance, and harmony in our life if we wish. All of us can enjoy peace, balance, and harmony in our life if we want, and be like the little puppy dog in the midst of two fighting animals. The little puppy dog was just love and peace and balance and harmony. You are peace and balance and harmony every moment of your life when you say all is in divine order. You can have dreams about animals, and certainly you know it's a dream. And you can take charge of those animals in your dream, and you can have what happens in your mind, what you want to happen in that dream. And it will happen wonderfully, beautifully, lovingly, fantastically to you and for you in that dream. And it'll happen as your life goes on. Every day, take charge of your life. Every day, take charge of your dreams and your wishes and your desires for yourself. Every day, create yourself as the little puppy dog that goes and rubs itself against anything that is feeling unhappy. And as you are that little puppy dog, all of the unhappiness of the circumstances will drift away. All the unhappiness of the people who were unhappy will cease to be, and there will be peace, there will be harmony, and there will be love, and there will be balance, because that, like the little puppy dog, he didn't recognize at all that they were unhappy. He merely shared his loving attention with them, and his loving attention brought about the balance for all. We have much to be thankful for in our life, much to be grateful for in our life. And when we are grateful for the things that happen in our life, more and more wonderful things will happen to us. More and more grateful things will happen to us. And our life will be an adventure of happiness and joy. know that I love you. I love you. I love you.